Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. As promised, I am on the CX2 with Explore Ventures on our next, well, on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in Saba. We are having a big old time. Mermaid Tiffany is here, of course.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, what's up? And the Scuba Cowboy, how are you, buddy?
I'm fantastic. All the best to all the Scuba Radio fans out there.
Absolutely. Now, we actually started our Scuba Cruise a day early in St. Martin. That's where we boarded the boat. And, you know, a little different setup this time because we flew in Friday. And then we board the boat on Saturday. We're on the boat now, and we're recording the show. However, that Friday, we had to have a place to stay. So I was able to connect with the folks from the Sonesta Mahu Beach Resort in St. Martin. And this place is really cool, right next to the airport. So it was very convenient. We flew in like 8 p.m. on Friday. We were at the air, you know, at the hotel, checked in by 9 at the latest. Had our bags, whole thing, and literally you could walk to the resort from the hotel if you wanted to, but we took a quick cab, and I was pleasantly surprised. What about you, Tiff?
Surprised at what?
Our accommodations were great.
Come on, Greg. We're always really well taken care of, and it's that was a phenomenal place, though. It was remarkable. I almost didn't want to leave.
Yes, it was extremely convenient, and it was all-inclusive. So it was like a little extension to our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, which is all-inclusive. We have our accommodations on the boat. We got free drinks. We got food, the whole thing. You get the same thing at the Sonesta Mahu Beach. And we got to give a little shout-out to Colin King, the manager there, who definitely laid out the red carpet for the Scuba Radio crew, the Scuba Cowboy, Mermaid Tiffany, and myself. We had a couple of other friends on at the resort with us as well that were going to be on the boat. My good buddy Vince from Spare Air is with us. How are you, Vince?
I'm great. I just got through having a great time at the Sonesta Beach Motel.
Yeah, and his buddy is Butch. You had a good time there too, huh?
Oh, you couldn't believe the swim-up bar. You swim up to the pool, get the bar, free drinks, and that gal was great. She saw us coming.
Yes, the bartender there, they were very accommodating, and just a beautiful resort. The food was really good there, wouldn't you say?
Oh, it was great. There was three different places you could go eat, and we tried all three of them.
Yeah, now we got in a little bit late on Friday, but the, you know, Gene, who is the, I don't know, he's the taxi or chauffeur for Explore Ventures. Yeah, well, Gene, the dancing machine. Exactly. That's how he introduces himself. He is from back in the day of the Gong Show and the whole thing. He's retired here in St. Martin. So you can get a cab ride from Gene, the dancing machine, when you go on an Explore Ventures scuba cruise with them out of St. Martin. He'll pick you up at the hotel wherever you happen to stay, and maybe it'll be the Sonesta Mahu Beach. He actually recommended this place. The Sonesta folks actually have two properties in St. Martin, one right by the airport, and then they have another one in Great Bay, which is literally right next to where we board the boat at Bobby's Marina. But Gene mentioned staying at the one over by the airport because he said on a Friday night, that place is a little bit more happening than the other one if you're looking for nightlife, because the other place is a little bit more mellow. It's a beautiful property, but it's very much around where the cruise ships come in at Front Street. So after 5 p.m., the whole area there kind of shuts down. However, over by the airport, where the Mahu Beach Resort is, that place is happening all the time. They have the biggest casino on the island. There's some nightlife out on the strip right outside the hotel. So we went and took a little cruise down the strip and had a good old time. Made my my deposit to the local economy at the casino. and did my thing and had a good old time. So I would highly recommend if you're going to, you know, come do this cruise, which I've, you know, this is like my ninth trip with Explorer Ventures on this particular itinerary. Come a day early. Go check out St. Martin and go stay at the Maho Beach Sonesta Resort, because what is, you know, a little bit added value to it is not only is the food good, the drinks are free, the scenery is perfect. You got an amazing little beach bar. As Butch, you know, obviously it was a new hotspot for him, but they had a little beach area where you could actually hang out on the beach. We were eating breakfast the next day, Saturday morning, before we boarded on the boat, and we actually had a perfect view of the runway bar there that is so famous here in St. Martin, as far as watching the jets come in and the people get blown to bits, you know, off their rafts and umbrellas flying and the whole thing. And it's a kind of a tourist attraction. You've seen this on YouTube, haven't you, Tiff?
Actually, no. I've only heard about you. I heard you talk about it, and you paint quite the image.
Well, I think I've explained it pretty good. Now that you've seen the setting, now you have an idea of what happens. And you saw some of the planes come in. That was kind of cool, huh?
Oh, yeah. It was a little scary at first to kind of come out of nowhere around the corner, and then you're like, whoa.
They come in pretty low, these big mega jets, you know, especially after, say, I don't know, 10, 11 o'clock, the big ones start coming in, JetBlue, American, who else, and, you know, everybody lines up there at the end of the runway, and we have a perfect view of the whole show right there from the Sonesta Maho Beach, so we have much better accommodations, food, and booze, and watch the other people get blown to bits, and I think that's better than actually being there. What do you think, pup?
No.
You'd rather be blown away by a jet?
I'd rather watch you be blown away by a jet.
It's not.
It definitely put a little more perspective into what you meant when you said you wanted to get blown. And
yeah, well, that's what you do in St. Martin. That's just one of the many things that you can have done and get away with. And it's a perfect introduction to going on your scuba radio scuba cruise.
The only thing I would disagree with you on is I think you should stay a week there. I'm with Mermaid Tiffany. I could have stayed a few days there.
Well, yeah. We just did one night. It would have been a very accommodating to stay at least a couple or two or three, maybe even more. And once you can do either way, as far as because the boat goes back and forth from St. Martin to St. Kitts every week. So whether you're on the front side, you know, come in a couple days early, you could go stay there, or
the backside, like Greg likes.
Okay, whatever. And you could start in St. Kitts, end up in St. Martin, and off gas in St. Martin, right by the airport. And like I said, there's all kinds of stuff right there with the strip there, right by the hotel. So there's a lot of stuff going on in the evening. But if you just want to unwind with a few friends, off gas, that kind of thing, great place to go. Sonesta Maho Beach. Butch, what do you think?
Oh, the lamb shank dinner at that Maho Beach.
That's what you ate, huh?
Outstanding, yes.
Yeah, the spread they had when we got there was even, you know, it's like 9 o'clock at night on a Friday. I was like, you know, I know it's all you can eat and all that kind of stuff, but I think, you know, that late, we're going to be lucky if we can get some hamburgers and french fries, you know, if something's still open, a little snack. They had a whole buffet opened up, and it was like, I don't know, several courses of food. We loaded up for sure.
Like you said, Greg, it's a great place for a long surface interval.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a great way to start your trip or end your trip when you go on a scuba radio scuba cruise. Now, what we're going to do on the show today, as we've done in the past, we're going to give you a little sampling of what it's like to come on one of these trips. Now, last time I was here was literally just about a month ago, and we had some people that had never been on a liveaboard trip. This time we have the same scenario. However, I've brought Mermaid Tiffany to parade around for pictures and things like that and do her scuba radio mermaiding type of thing. And, of course, we got the scuba cowboy. We got our folks from Scuba Pro on board that are doing a demo week. So we have a few extra elements to add to the mix compared to our last little adventure. But the common thread is we do have some newbies, some first-timers. And, Butch, you are one of these, right, as far as a liveaboard dive adventure, right?
Yeah, I've got a 52-foot powerboat, and we do a lot of diving at Catalina Island in Los Angeles, and this is nothing like that.
Yeah, well, that's like a liveaboard with you having to do all the work.
Oh,
this one, they take care of all the heavy lifting for you, right?
Exactly. They've just catered to us like mad. There's nothing you need that they can't accommodate you with.
Yeah, and this is just after one day of diving, and Butch is already saying this, so I think we got a convert there. Now, Vince, this is your first time on a liveaboard as well. He's brought some spare airs, and they're going to be available for people to try out this week, including myself and Mermaid Tiffany and the Scuba Cowboy. We're going to get down under and play with these things a little bit beyond what they're designed to do, which is just give you an added element of safety. But Vince, as far as the live aboard experience, so far so good for you too, I'm guessing, right?
I just can't believe these guys. The crew here, they can read my mind, and I have everything I need, and I'm more than satisfied and will come again.
Yes, well, you know, the fact that they can read your mind is a little bit creepy. Kind of ties into a Halloween type of thing. We might have a harvest moon going, I don't know. But that's just something they do. They cater to every, they come up with a solution before you even know you have a problem. You know, that's what they do. That's why they've been around so many years. That's why they are the official live aboard company of Scuba Radio for 8-9 years running now. They're the best, and you're going to hear all about it over the next couple hours right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stick around. We're just getting started.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwatercay.com.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Will we snorkel?
Daphne, you're making me blush.
Now, did you know about the show? Did you know about our little show called Scuba Radio?
Oh yeah, I like this idea.
Don't want to hear about no traffic problems and all the headaches of land-based things. No. We only care about what's underwater, cause we'd all rather be diving. Now you know about our show.
So far, it kind of blows.
Now you know about our little show called Scuba Radio. We're talking diving, here we go.
Here we go, bud.
With the show.
Come on with the show, bud.
Here we go with our little show called Scuba Radio.
You're gonna get accidentally shot.
Oh, for the love of God!
somebody get the jaws of life?
Disgraceful. Have you anything to say?
Well, we're sorry, and that's pretty much what we do here at Scuba Radio. Even when we're on a Scuba Radio scuba cruise, there's things that we do that we have to apologize for, and one of them being Mermaid Tiffany. Tiffany, how are you holding up so far?
Oh, I'm surviving.
And that's about it?
Well, you know, if I had to stay out here a couple more days, I don't think I'd mind.
You wouldn't mind. Absolutely. You know, we're hanging out with our friends from Explore Ventures on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise as we cruise from St. Martin to St. Kitts. It's already been a couple days since our last segment because we've been focused on diving. And right now we're anchored off the coast of St. Kitts on fish night. And tuna, appropriately enough, from the crew here on the CX2 is with me right now. And is fish night your favorite night, Tuna?
Absolutely not.
No, it's not. Which night's your best night? Friday night?
Yeah, well, no, all the food's good. But the fish is very good. It is very good.
All right, but Friday night's his favorite night because that's the only night the crew is actually allowed to drink with the passengers. It's kind of your night off from working with difficult folks like ourselves, right?
We're off Friday. Now, the fish is very, very good, but I'm vegan, so I don't really eat a lot of stuff.
Oh, really? See, I didn't know that. Hey, go figure. His name is Tuna, and he's vegan. But, you know, I didn't know this. But fish night is a night where they have one of the local folks from St. Kitts come out, grill up some fish that he's caught. Tonight, it's wahoo, he told me. Okay. So it's wahoo!
Yeah,
wahoo.
We're gonna have pretty good. Yeah, the wahoo's very good. Yeah.
Good stuff, and we're looking forward to another fine meal, this time with our guest chef, Larry, from St. Kitts. So he's going to do it. Butch, how are you holding up after a couple days now? You still as enthusiastic about our diving and everything we've been doing on this trip so far?
The diving's been fantastic, gorgeous, just having a good time. And, you know, Tuna, he can't eat his family, so you know he's a vegan.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like, cannibalistic if you were to eat your fellow friends.
Kind of, something like that.
Yes, exactly. Yes, Vince?
But we are in the Caribbean.
So, that's right. Then they have cannibals here. No, that was the Pacific where they did the cannibal thing. It's more of a Fiji thing. Here, they're more friendly in that regard, so they don't eat their own. Fish are our friends, not food, at least as far as tuna is concerned. But we've been having a great time just kicking back, enjoying some just world-class diving. We had just a blast in Saba. And Vince, I'll go to you first here from Spare Air. What are your impressions of Saba so far?
I think the diving's been fantastic the whole trip. I what more can I say?
But it's Saba in particular, because now we're in St. Kitts. We've had a few dives in St. Kitts. How would you compare the difference between the dive sites from your perspective?
I think they're both great. I wish I had more to say. It's fantastic.
He, you know what? He loves it all. Yeah. What about you, Tuna? I mean, do you like the diving in St. Kitts or Saba? What's your fave?
Saba's more geological. They got all the thermal stuff and the underground, the underwater pinnacles.
You know, we didn't cook our egg. Well, you know, we got so involved.
The week after you came on the boat last time, the week after we cooked an egg, and it didn't really cook, but I did the old switcheroo. So I put a hard-boiled egg, and so the guy saw me bring it up, even though it wasn't the same egg, and came up all excited after the night dive. So that we could crack this egg, and when I came, got changed and came upstairs, everyone had gone to bed already. There's nobody there. It didn't work.
Much to do about nothing. Yeah, I mean they wore them out.
The whole day I planned to do that, and then I came up and everyone had gone to bed, so I just left with my egg.
Well, you know, it'll give us a reason to come back and try this again. You know, last time I was here about a month ago, we tried to boil an egg underwater off the coast of Saba in the volcanic sands, these hot sands. Took the egg down there, let it set for, I don't know, 20 minutes or so.
He only put it in about 3 inches under the sand, so it wasn't hot enough. But if you put it like a foot or 15 inches down, it'll cook down there.
Yeah, but in this case, we were really just doing this because Willie agreed to be our test subject. And when we got back to the boat to find out if indeed it was in, hard-boiled or it was not cooked all the way through, and he agreed the test by taking the egg and slam it against his forehead. And, of course, the mess, well, what was left to clean up. And you probably had to do that, I guess, Tuna. So we weren't going to let that happen again, at least to that extent, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we were just going to have a bit of fun with it every week. But this I think the diving tires people out. So
yeah, it tires them out. It distracts them, which is what it did. We had so much fun in Saba. I totally spaced out doing the egg thing. So once again, gives me a reason to come back. Butch?
Well, at that point, I think you called him an egghead, didn't you?
Well, of course we did. And look at Willie. He kind of has that whole kind of shape thing going on with a little curly stuff mixed in as well. But he was a good sport about it. Tiffany, what do you think? So far, Saba versus St. Kitts. What's been your favorite as far as the diving?
I mean, I'll have to agree with Vince. They're both great. But I would have to go with Saba. It's just a little bit not as many divers out and about. And it... What are you doing?
I'm holding the microphone. She's moving her hands around where I can't actually get her picked up there. But, well, Tiffany, it's radio. You have to talk into the microphone.
I am talking.
The microphone is your friend.
You're talking to the mic right now. I'm not going to get that close to your face.
Yes, okay, whatever. Enough of you. All right, but, you know, as far as Saba versus St. Kitts, they both have their pluses for sure. Not really minuses on either one. But as you pointed out, Tuna, it's more volcanic in Saba, and it's more dramatic. The underwater geography is, I mean, there's steep cliffs and cracks in the earth.
Diamond Rock as well, which is one of everybody's favorite dive sites, and that's why Saba... It's like a little mystery island because people just love coming back for dives.
Yeah, Diamond Rock, just very dramatic, very unique in that regard as far as an island in the Caribbean. And the story of Diamond Rock, it protrudes up out of the ocean. It's covered in white. And as I found on the trip last year or last month, that the reason was everyone thought it was because of the birds came over and had stained it over the years. But that's not the case. Back when the drug running days, a bale of cocaine was dropped over the Diamond Rock. It stained the rock bleach white. And now they have a camera up there to keep the locals from going up and sampling, or the tourists for that matter. Right, Tuna?
That's one of the stories.
That's a story we're going with, and I'm sticking to it.
It was named Diamond Rock because they used to call the cocaine diamond dust.
See? He'll back me up. All right, we got more lies to share with you next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm here with Mermaid Tiffany here on the Caribbean Explorer 2 Liveaboard, anchored just off the coast of St. Kitts. And joining us right now is our good friend Percy. He's pretty much the land-based man in the know for Explorer Ventures. Yet when people actually board the boat in St. Kitts, you're the one who rounds them up, right, Percy?
Yes, I would say, starting from customs, immigration, Port Authority.
You just make sure they get to where they need to be when, and so people don't really have to think about anything. You do the thinking for everyone, right?
Well, not really. Some of it.
The important stuff. The stuff that matters.
Yeah, the important stuff is stuff that really gets the boat going for at least a week.
Yes, so he's your St. Kitts contact here for Explorer Ventures. When you're boarding from this side, or when we get off the boat, you'll take us over to the airport, make sure we get on the plane, get the heck out of Dodge, right?
Yeah, basically all the land activities, whatever requires for Caribbean Explorer 2, Explorer Venture, on St. Kitts, Nevis also, when that fits into play. I try my best to make sure everything is in order.
So you're just here to have some dinner with us, to hang out? Is that the plan?
Not really. Just to make sure.
You heard Mermaid Tiffany was on board and she needs to be lectured to?
Well, at times if something really go wrong, The very first trip was, 1986, 87. And the first captain to date was Ron Palmer. So between that time till now, there were many, many captains we dealt with.
But Percy remains the constant. He's been there. He knows the ropes and keeps all the captains in line and makes sure they know where they got to go, when, and just keep everyone in order, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, mishaps you have to look for. When that pop up, we try to put it straight.
That's right. All right. When people like Tiffany throw us off course, Percy comes in and gets us back in order.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, more coming up after the Dan Tip. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 276. When the apocalypse comes and the zombies take over the world.
Any zombies out there?
Divers, fear not. You'll have plenty of time to swim to safety as the undead gorge themselves on brain coral.
Don't say that.
What? Brain coral.
That.
This is now the United States of Zombieland.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What do we need to know today, Nick?
Your dive site.
I don't have a dive site.
You do when you're diving, and you need to know it well.
Okay, I'll bite. How do I get to know a dive site? Swim up and introduce myself?
Well, that would certainly be one approach. But the introduction begins before you ever even get near the water. When preparing to visit a dive site, the first thing you should do is familiarize yourself with its location.
Wouldn't that be a given? Otherwise, how do I get there?
You're funny. I don't mean the city and state. I mean where the dive site is located and what factors might need to be taken into consideration. For example, if the dive site is in the ocean, how far from shore is it?
Oh, I get it. If it's land-based, how will you access it?
Exactly. Is it remote, or will supplies and resources be available if you need them?
I imagine the answers to these questions help you know what to bring with you.
Sure they do. If you know where there is no place to stock up on water, for instance, you know to bring plenty of it on your own. Similarly, if you know you're going to be heading, I don't know, 20 miles out to sea, you'll know to have whatever you need with you, as it won't be a quick ride back to the dock.
You know, I remember from another safety tip that you want to check out what emergency equipment and resources are on site, too.
Wow! You just made my day. Seriously? I feel a little verklempt.
You're welcome.
But you are absolutely right. Part of knowing your dive site is knowing what you'll need to do in the event of an emergency. And that includes knowing what emergency resources are at hand, where's the nearest medical facility, and if any emergency procedures may be in place. Of course, if you're going to be in a location that has no formal dive operation in place, you'll need to cover all of that yourself.
What about the dive itself?
Before you ever enter the water, you should have at least some idea of what to expect. You should know the appropriate water temperature, the basics of the site topography, or hazards you might want to avoid, as well as any information available on currents, weather, and other appropriate factors.
What about marine life?
Absolutely. You should be aware of what marine life may be on the site. Critters are not only part of the excitement of diving, but should an unexpected encounter occur, you should be sure to have the appropriate first aid equipment with you.
So how do you go about researching a dive site?
In today's world, it's never been easier. You're living in the information age, and never has so much information been so readily available about, well, pretty much anything you want to look up. In terms of researching a dive site, the internet is good. Books, magazines, dive centers, and other divers are also outstanding resources, and the list goes on.
What about Dan?
Certainly, Dan can be a resource. If you need to know anything about emergency resources or medical care in the area, give us a call.
So it sounds like the whole point of this is the more familiar you are with a dive site before you get in the water, the less likely you are to run into trouble.
You've got it exactly right. There's no such thing as a foolproof plan, but it's well known that proper preparation and planning significantly reduce your chances of something going wrong. So by taking some time to learn about the dive site you'll be diving, you're taking action to increase your dive safety.
Knowledge is power, right?
You know it.
Exploring new places is one of the best parts of diving. But part of being a good explorer is learning what's already known about a given location. So before you head to your dive site, take some time to learn what you're diving into. A little familiarity ahead of time can help increase the fun and your safety. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We have extended a couple more days into our live aboard adventure with Explorer Ventures here, just off the coast of St. Kitts, towards the end of our week-long adventure, traveling from St. Martin to St. Kitts and diving around Saba, having a great old time. Now, we've obviously talked to some of the passengers, Vince, Butch, and you heard Tuna, one of the crew members who's been a regular on the trips in the past. But Chris is with me right now. Chris, you're handling purser duties this week. Is that right?
That is correct.
And for people who don't know what a purser does, that doesn't mean you prance around the dive deck and hot pants and some kind of satchel kind of thing, or does it?
No, that is correct. I do not, carry a man purse.
Wait. On Friday evening, that could happen. But that has nothing to do with your duties here on the boat.
Yes, that is definitely off the boat and off the record, so to speak. So no man purse involved.
It was off the record until we just, well, anyway. But the purser official duties on an Explorer Ventures liveaboard boat means what?
I am the transporter of monies, the allocator of monies, the... I take your money at the end.
Yeah, everything's free till Friday, as they say on the boat, which, he kind of keeps track of that. So if you pick up some Explorer Venture souvenir T-shirts or do some of the land tours that are a little extra, a few extra bucks, he'll keep track of that and then, collect accordingly, right?
That is correct. I also get the fun and exciting job of dealing with immigration in three different countries, and the paperwork so far has been different every single week. So
yes, we'll go, and that's a pain in the ass that you don't have to deal with when you're on the boat, thanks to Chris and Explorer Ventures, because that really is a bit of a trick, because each country, Saba, St. Martin, and St. Kitts, has different ways where they handle this, and you take care of all of that and just take our passports at the beginning of the week and take care of that, so we don't have to mess with it and just focus on the diving, right?
That's correct. And it's kind of funny, because every week when I go to immigration, I take some notes about what forms they need, and the next week they'll ask for different ones. So it's change is the only constant. It's a lot of fun.
It's a headache that only Chris has to deal with. So God bless him for it. Now, living on the boat week in and week out doing these duties, and I know you guys rotate around a little bit, but you have some stuff here on the boat that you do in your spare time, doing some diving, and you got a whole satchel full of video stuff. You're an aspiring young movie maker, is that it? You're the next Steven Spielberg or what?
Oh, that's a bit of a stretch. Thank you, though. Recently graduated from Vancouver's film school, and I got my little Nikon camera, my little audio recorder there, and looking to move into some documentary type pieces and see what I can do in my backpack of goodies.
Yes, he we're comparing notes on some gear. I'm kind of a techie here, especially when it comes to some of the recording stuff. So he has a whole bunch of toys that we may delve into and see if we can break by the end of the week. Who knows? But are you inspired by some of the stuff that you see out in the water here around St. Kitts and Saba for, these potential documentaries? Is that what you hope to do with some underwater stuff in the future or what?
That's exactly right. I got my interest through filming underwater in other jobs that I've worked in the diving industry. So that's where the whole interest comes from. And that's where I look, try and do what you love kind of thing. So if I can involve environmental studies, stories, as well as some, fluff pieces, so to speak, some laughter in there, then,
Mix it up a little.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So is it an environmental message that you want to help protect the environment too, or you'll just kind of take it as it goes?
Definitely. I'm definitely an advocate for taking care of this little blue pearl we live on.
Yeah.
I'm from British Columbia, so...
We should say we're sorry in advance kind of thing, or no?
No, not at
all. I'm joking. I love all the Canadians. I do. Well, when you're underwater, is there a particular critter or something that kind of, you know, tickles your fancy more than others? I mean, is there a particular type of animal that, you know, you think, hey, I want to zero in on this and really cover some kind of behavior or something, or is it just all across the board?
I absolutely love sharks. I can't stress that enough. I think they're awesome. They're beautiful creatures. They have all these extra senses that we don't have. They can see your heart beating electronically. I mean, that's some cool stuff. So
it is.
So, you know, Shark Week has always been a big inspiration for me.
Well, maybe you can go in there and tell those Discovery Channel folks how to do it correctly, because I don't think they've been doing too well the last few years.
I think that's the general consensus, is that they're kind of moving into this reality-based stuff. And not so much the information. People like Shark Week for the, you know, the facts. And maybe we can start bringing that back.
Yeah, instead of the myth of submarine. You know, I spent way too much time on that back in the day, trust me. But you'll get my blood pressure boiling. And I'm on vacation here with Explore Adventure, so we're not going to go there. But, you know, speaking of sharks, around Saba in particular, you know, we'll see a Caribbean reef shark, a nurse shark here and there, but not a whole lot of sharks. Is there any particular sites maybe I'm not aware of that are very consistent for a lot of shark activity, or just how the islands are here in this particular area?
Bit of column A, bit of column B. I think there's a little less shark activity in this area than there is in other parts of the Caribbean. But I think I've had up to 4 reef sharks at once on Tent Wall. So there's
just depends on the day and the weather and the bananas. And I'll explain that next, because there's a theory about bananas and the islands that affect sharks.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. Patty, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
As entertainment director of this cruise, I've made reservations for you to join me at the bottom of the sea for the annual codfish ball.
Come along and follow me to the bottom of the sea. We'll join in the jamboree at the codfish ball. Lobsters dancing in a row, shuffle off to Buffalo. Jellyfish sway to and fro at the codfish ball. At the bottom of the sea, everyone is family. Come and join this jamboree called the codfish ball. At the codfish ball.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if they call them codfish here off the coast of St. Kitts. Tuna, do they have codfish here, or you just call them bass or grouper or what?
Grouper here in St. Kitts, as far as I know, yes, but I'm not a local, so maybe the locals call them something else.
All right, codfish, I think, is more Australian type of thing, I'm guessing. I don't know. Vince, you guys saw some giant, you were telling me the other day that you saw some massive, not codfish, but what do you call them off the coast of California? What was that?
Off the coast of California, I fortunately one day saw a giant sea bass off the...
Sea bass, so they call sea bass, yeah. Which we might consider a Goliath grouper in Florida, the same type of family, but this thing was 900 pounds, you said.
I don't know how many pounds it was, but it looked like a freight truck. I mean, it was huge. It was 6 feet wide, 12 feet long.
I want to see one, and who knows? It could. You ever get them that big here? I know we got VW the turtle tuna, but yes. No bass that big.
No big bass like that. No, we have drum and bass and hi hats though.
Yes, exactly. And you know what? I'll save that for your trip when you come out here. He can explain that on the briefing. The briefing that they do before the dives, because it's, you know, tuna has a whole bunch of little sticky things that he does to keep everybody entertained. It's a good thing for sure. Now the bananas and the sharks. Now I mentioned that before the segment. I'll go to you first, Tuna. Have you ever heard of this? That if the island has a banana plantation on the island, or they grow bananas, you won't have sharks around that island. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not ever heard of that.
You've never heard of that, Chris. What are you? Have you ever heard of this?
That is the first for me right there.
That is a theory one of my friends, my diving friends in Dominica, claim, because they have the same kind of situation there. They don't have a lot of sharks in the waters, especially the sites where the divers go off of Roseau, the capital of Dominica. And when I asked, why don't you have any sharks, he said, because we grow bananas. So that, and you know, it sounded like a good enough answer to me, and I have a feeling I was totally being hosed. But you were telling me during the segment that you heard there actually was some truth to having bananas on the boat. What?
Oh, that was a superstition from an old captain of mine. He wouldn't allow bananas on the boat because he thought it would mess the weather up and bring you bad luck.
Okay, so bananas aren't good not only for sharks, but evidently for weather. Are you going to buy into that too, Tuna?
No, that's rubbish.
That's rubbish, okay. He doesn't buy any of that crap. All right, well, fair enough.
I know why the banana story is because the bananas, when they ripen, they give off a gas which makes all the other fruit ripen more quickly, so that's why they never used to have bananas on a boat, because all the fruit goes off really quick.
Well, there you go. See, we learned something new. And thanks to Tuna to enlighten us properly. Because, see, you know, I hear these stories. Sometimes I don't know if they're true or not. Kind of like Diamond Rock being named after a cocaine drop.
That's very true.
That is very true. I heard that on our last trip, and nobody else on the boat, Mermaid Tiffany, Pup, all these guys, none of them believe me when I told them the story. Maybe I didn't sell it good enough.
It's too incredulous. That's what it is.
Okay, fair enough. And I can't even say that word, so God knows it's a lost cause trying to do that. But so I don't know, sharks are Chris's thing, and that's what he likes looking out for. What about you, Tuna? You've been doing this trip for some time now. What is it that really gets your fins kicking?
My favorite thing on the dive, on the trip, is you guys, the guests coming down, to be honest, because you guys are a lot of fun, and you know, everybody wants to see seahorses, and they all want to see the same thing. So I have a lot of fun with the guests, and we have a lot of repeat guests coming back, which is also good.
Yeah, absolutely. They really do. And you hear us have so much fun on these trips. Every broadcast I've done from the deck of the boat has been effortless because, you know, all we're doing is sharing what we get to see week in and week out. But you like hanging with the people.
Yeah, well, I like hanging with the people. I like hanging with the fish, and you know, I don't really have favorites, but just nice to see. You know, just chill out, and I do this 6 days a week, so you know, I just keep diving and just keep having fun down there.
All right. Well, you don't have favorites, but on this trip, of the people on the boat, who do you hate the most?
Well, that's a good question to ask me. Are you going to edit this one out?
No, never. I'm just trying to get to the fact. We could say Mermaid Tiffany. Let's just say that.
Yeah, Tiffany.
She's not here right now. She can't smack me, so.
She's definitely trouble.
Yeah, exactly. That's the truth. And I apologize, guys. Well, you know what I do. I bring these troublemakers on board, but I don't know. It keeps us entertained somewhat, right, Chris?
Absolutely. Heck yes.
Yeah. And she brightens up the videos. You know, you can see a bunch of dudes like us, or you can see a mermaid swim through the scene. That kind of brightens the video up a little bit. You gotta put up with the bad and the good, and, you know, or you got to mix it up a little bit with that, and that's what you get with folks like Tiffany. But it keeps you entertained in some fashion, right, Tuna?
It certainly does, yeah. So I don't really have a lot to say because I didn't see it on the dive underwater, so.
Well, fair enough. And you didn't want to. Trust me. It was, no. That was, but it was fun. She's fun. You know, the thing is, when I come on these trips, what I really like seeing is having someone like Vince, who this is his first liveaboard experience, and he's just having a ball. Right, Vince?
Yeah, I can't believe how much fun it is. I'm glad I'm getting a slice of your fun.
Yeah, and you get this week in and week out, and that you kind of feed off of that too, I guess, right, Tuna?
Yeah, we want everyone to have a good time, so they come back. You know, we don't want to scare anybody away. So if you're having a good time, that's good.
Yeah. Have you been scared away?
No,
only by Tiffany maybe, but not by the crew.
Tiffany cuts the monotony, but sometimes she is a little scary.
Man, I'm so glad she's not with us right now, because I will hear about it, and hopefully she'll be listening to this segment. When she's far, far away. Exactly. All right, look, we got another hour of Scuba Radio on deck. More to cover. We're going to talk to more passengers, more of the crew, and just give you a little taste of what it's like to come out here and cruise around Saba, St. Kitts with Explorer Adventures. That's all coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.